Guys, what's it, guys? This is the homie.
This is the fam. Say squad.
Guys, sit up in here, man, so we can hear you.
Oh, actually,
yeah.
Here, chill out right here. Move your feet.
This is the.
This is the last day
of the trip. So we're basically just gonna be talking about whatever the fuck we want.
We're just gonna be talking about life, basically.
Yeah. So.
You want to hit a 1v1 while we're doing this?
No, I'm good.
All
right,
fuck it.
But yeah, I don't think depression is that common in your school.
We were talking about, so for some context, we were talking about school. We were talking about depression and, like, life, basically. And, like, our experiences. And I pointed out how, like, every smart kid in my school has fucking major issues.
Everyone has their own issues, dude.
Everyone has their own issues, that's true. But, like, the smartest kids are often the ones who, like, have the hardest time, if that makes sense.
No. 100%. Like, for me, instance...
Grab the controller off the ground real quick and just... this.
For instance... Because I'm not... I wouldn't consider myself book smart, but I would say I am very... It's weird to say. I'm very... intellectual in a way. In a way.
Unplug it.
Unplug what? Like, in a way, I feel like... I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm very intellectual, but I think a lot. I don't know what the fuck...
You have better comprehension. That's thinking and understanding.
But I think the people that are the smartest are the ones that have the most effect of, like... Or the most...
Why do you think that? Or why do you think so?
Because, what's called, the stupidest people are the happiest. 100%. Because they...
That's not always the case, though.
No. That's not what I'm saying. You can easily be happier if you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, because the smarter you are, the more you realize how fucked everything is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for instance, just an example. People with, like, Down syndrome or something. It's so easy.
Look at I don't want to say it about Layla, but she is impaired in a sense. She's not stupid. I would even consider saying it. She is impaired in her understanding of the world around her. She couldn't recognize if somebody was trying to do good to her, somebody who was trying to do bad. But what does she do? She grabs you by the hand. She gives you a hug. She's happy, even though her condition is, you know, potentially life-altering. She's not able to see how messed up this world, and that's a blessing, I would say. She's not, and she still greets you with a smile. She wants to talk to you or communicate with you in the way she wants. She just wants, she's a people person without even fucking knowing truly or being on the same level as people person. Without even knowing the level of being a people person, if that makes sense.
I get what you're saying.
But she's so happy. She's so loving. She's so caring. You know? But she's not able to recognize or acknowledge that.
Yeah, because there's like a famous quote about that. Like, smart people, it's like a gift and a curse.
That's why, like, the smart people that make the more money, they ended up committing suicide because they...
A lot of ways, yeah.
But why is that the case, though?
Because they realize that no matter what they do, it'll lead to the same destination.
Like, what do you mean, like, what do they do?
They comprehend everything.
All the money in the world, but that will not solve all the issues that they are facing.
That won't, but, like, do you think, like, instead of looking in that way, with all the money they do have, they can actually, like, try to help? It's not going to help, like, everything. But...
Oh, definitely. They can put it to use. They can, instead of buying a seventh car.
Also, I didn't even realize that. What's it called? Did you know that we are not in... We have no problem right now in overpopulation? I thought, like, as a kid, my entire life growing up. No, the entire world.
Certain countries are overpopulated.
Overpopulated, but I'm saying worldwide, we're actually...
In a deficit.
Like, we're going to have a problem underpopulating. I didn't know that. Mm. I thought the world was
going to be... We're going to have a problem overpopulating, you mean?
No, we're not having a problem overpopulating.
No, we're going to have a problem getting our population to the right amount.
Yeah, because right now...
Yeah, so many kids with, you know, pornography, that's actually one of the causes for men. For women, it's the lack of the world around them.
No, but also, like, in...
For women, it's desire. For men, it's desire. The lack of desire and necessity to reproduce is diminishing. And so there are less children being born. Look at Japan, right? Japan's a perfect example. The men are all hooked on pornography and... 2D women with giant boobs and shit like that, right? The women see this and like, that, he's fucking shit. I don't want him. And so they never mix.
But also there's, I didn't know what's called, isn't there more men on the planet than women?
I think there is. I think it's like 7, for every one woman, there's 7 men.
No, that's not true, 100%. What the fuck?
I think it's a 10 to 70.
No, there's like 51% men, and there's 49. It's very small.
Yeah.
It's not fucking 1 to 7. But most...
I don't know, it's 101.68 to 100.
What?
Out of, for every 101, or for every 100 females, there's 101.68 males.
So yeah, it's just a slight small difference.
Yeah, I think the U.S. is 1 to 7. I think the U.S. is 1 to 7.
Oh, also, what's it called? For every, there was talking about, like, gun, how many guns for every person. There's, for Canada, it's like, for every 100 people, I think, like, 60 have guns. For every 100 people in America, there's 300 guns.
Yeah,
think about that.
But
because there's more guns than there are people in America.
There's more sheep in Australia than there are people.
Well, that makes sense. That's livestock.
But I mean, same effect. Guns are, and the reason why is because a lot of the cases, many of the people who have guns have more than one.
Also, in Sweden, there's like, I think Sweden has the highest female population.
No, it's Norway.
Norway, that's what I was thinking of. Norway.
Or Norway or Finland, one of those. But it's not Sweden. Sweden's 1 to 1. I remember that. They were like, tit for tat, one male, one woman, everything. But no, dude, I was telling Samantha that, like, the smartest kids have the, like, biggest issues. Not even biggest, because they're not quantitative.
Because they just put more, like, I guess, against themselves. Like, you're saying stupid people. Like, the people that just don't care about school, people just...
I feel like...
They have less worries, in stupid people.
In a way, what's it called? The most stressful time in my entire life. Not talking about ninth grade when I was, like, depressed. Or thought I was. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. Was, like, sixth grade. Because I tried my fucking ass off to get good grades. And I did. I got, like, straight fucking, like, hundreds. I would cry if I got, like, a C. Yeah. That shit was stressful as fuck. And then
Would you cry because of you or because of your parents?
No. I cried because I set my expectations so
way
high
too
for
high.
It wasn't because of my parents. I didn't care what my parents think at that point. It was just I was setting my expectations so high. But then when I got into seventh grade, I started like slowing down. But I was still getting those A's and like B's. A's and B's are like...
Continue.
Commit suicide right in front of us.
Continue.
Oh, what's it called? Now I feel like I'm at the... Well, right now I feel like I need to try a little bit harder. But I've gotten to a point where life is, what's it called, easy now because it's not as stressful.
What do you think stress and self-expectations are like similar to depression in a way? Or is it, are they completely
different? I think they cause it.
They can cause it, but real, like actual real depression is realizing that you don't care about life anymore. That's what depression is.
You don't care about yourself. You cannot care about life but not care about yourself. And I mean, even that's kind of true for me. Like, I say you know, Navy. That's what I did. I signed on, swore in. I did MEPS, which is fucking cancerous. Some lady who was fucking wrinkly and old put her finger up my asshole.
Did you like it?
No. But MEPS was fucking terrible. But I signed on, and it's you know, I'm being contradictory. My job there, I don't care about me. I put myself in that position to possibly die.
Why?
But my job, because I don't see a purpose for myself. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
But the thing is, everyone on this planet, they don't know what they're going to do either. But half those people are still going into it not happy and not depressed. So, like...
Also, America's the most... Wait, no, it might be Japan. America... No, it's Japan.
What?
Japan's the most depressed country.
Yeah, no, Japan is. America's second. But I put myself in that situation because I didn't know what to do, and I felt disposable.
The highest technology...
I don't care. You see me, I speed, right? I don't give a fuck if I crash. You know, I tried to slow down.
But I'm in the car.
That's why I tried to slow down. I tried to...
He doesn't try.
Not in the neighborhood. I blazed through that
bitch. But, like, if you're depressed...
I'm not depressed.
I'm not saying you're depressed, but, like... You have symptoms of depression. People...
People are depressed. Just say it.
What do you think, like, you would try to fix your depression?
There's three
things to do. It's really self-explanatory. And I actually know the answer to this, right? Who, what, when, where, why? The five what. Who is causing this depression? Is it the people you roll with? Because I know if I hung out with some man's friends, the hood rats, except for Julius, he's a good man.
That wouldn't cause depression.
I respect him. I would fucking kill myself because I hate them.
That would not make you kill yourself. That's a dumbass fucking reason.
Or no, I would feel, instead of, what is it? Not uplifted, but...
This is not what depression is.
No, that could cause it. No.
For you would not kill yourself if you hung out with someone that you don't like.
I'm not saying... No, I'm saying if my friends were all in that same fashion, because for some reason they all, besides Julius, have beef with me, if I was surrounded by those people...
You would kill yourself.
I would probably kill myself.
But why?
Because I don't want to live in the reality that I'm in.
But you don't want to just change and look for the better. You don't want to...
So many
You would rather just kill yourself.
It is a trap. I'm not saying I would.
Because there's many people out there that go into the wrong friend groups. And then they end up getting out, and then they're gonna happy life.
Also,
No. There is alternatives, but for
but
most
why
people,
don't you see that alternative?
I don't know why suicide is the first thought for many people. It literally is the fact of not caring anymore. That they're done, they quit. Quitters. It is a quitting mentality, is what it is. And I'm not saying that people who suicide attempts whatever are quitters or losers. Because they chose to quit or tried to give up. I'm saying that what they thought was that by doing this, by getting rid of themselves because of the low sense of esteem and feelings that they had about themselves and negative feelings, they felt that it would be better if it just was completely removed.
Compared to like back then, like 30, 50 years ago, do you think, like, the suicide rates has increased?
Oh, 100%. It's because...
It definitely has.
What do you think of, like, technology?
Technology is a big factor in depression. Because what's called... Think about it. The highest technology countries, or the more advanced countries... For instance, Japan and America are the most depressed countries. And third world countries are not as depressed.
You know why? Because in third world countries and even second world countries, they are so focused on living. We have the luxury to be depressed in these countries. No, it is a luxury.
No, I know.
We have the luxury to be fat, depressed, and indulgent. People
and
in like.
You guys have the luxury to just avoid that and just.
People in like Palestine or India or Brazil or what's a second world country? Maybe. I don't want to say China because I don't really know. China, for example. If they are a second world. Those people are so focused on. Successful, not because they have that drive like that.
They just expected to be successful.
They just want to be successful because the current climate that they're in is bad. And even that climate, like in India, we more... fuck.
Also, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is your meaning?
My meaning?
Yeah, what do you want to do before you die?
I want to... I want to be happy. That is what I want.
But what is your meaning? I know. Becoming
when I'm
happy.
On my deathbed, whatever age it is.
What's going to make you happy?
What's going to make me happy is doing the things I want.
And what are the things you
want to
do?
I want to serve the country. I want to bring men home, men back home to their families.
Okay.
In time of war.
So then what about you?
Me?
But I want a family too. I want to be able to provide for my kids and give all my kids what I had growing up, and even better. My grandparents, aside from Aji...
I don't think I'm going to be able to do better than what my parents did.
No, I'm saying in certain aspects. My parents were great parents. I'm saying there's certain things I didn't have that they had. Like my grandparents, my dad's mom passed away. My mom's parents are both passed, right? I want my kids to have grandparents in their life. Aji kind of had sort of depression because nobody here, she has nobody in Texas besides us and her other family that lives in Austin. And it's not easy to go to Austin at our convenience, you know what I mean? So she was getting depressed, and some of the people she would talk to, they never talked about happy shit. They never talked about this person getting engaged because they're all family.
What did they talk about?
They talk about how their siblings, their cousins, their relatives died. This person got a divorce. She got beat by her husband. Very, very lowering things. Like stressful almost, but not stressful. Depressing. Very depressing topics. They never talk about, these grandchildren got engaged. This one had a baby. They're getting married this time. Did you hear they brought home a new kid? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can... And I wasn't happy with them with what they were saying. The phone line's right here in my room to the entire house. So I just unplugged that bitch whenever I'd hear them call. I'd look at the phone. Phone's gone. I'd hear them say, they were calling. The phone's not working. I'd be like, it's broken. Give it a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then just plug it in, like, right before she went to bed. You know what I mean? But Aji had a depressive stage because she wasn't getting the attention she needed. Because I'm at school, lacrosse, and everything else got me busy. And I have an excuse for that because I'm still needing to build up.
Yeah.
Dad's working, mom's working, mom has health issues, all that shit. So we're all busy. Nobody can be... But now that she's up north, up in Toronto, she has her great-grandson... She has her grandkids, she has her siblings, and they all live nearby, so they come and they stop in. You know what I mean? So she's closer, and now she's more happier. She's happier.
So, man, what about you? What's your meaning?
My meaning, for me, is just to, like, live life to the fullest and just be there in the future.
What does that mean? Like, I want to be happy. Live life to the fullest, but what... are you going to do to live life to the fullest?
He just wants to go with the
flow. I just want to leave an impact on this world before I die. I want to
how so
help people, support my family, my friends that are in need, be there for them.
Mm-hmm. I want to leave an impact in like a different way. I don't want to like I'm not gonna like
cure cancer
or something like that. I just want to leave something, you know what I mean? It also family. I want to, of course,
like if I can do more depending on like what happens, I'll gladly do more. I just don't want to do nothing. Like I don't want to be sitting around like.
You don't want to be unnoticed.
Cause what's
I'm not saying I want to be noticed and just
not noticed. You don't want to go unnoticed. You don't want to be noticed. Like you don't want to do that big of an impact, but you don't want to be non-impactful.
I don't know. It's just
middle
like,
ground. It's a middle ground.
Because what's it called? My mom blessed me with something that some might call a curse, but I think it's what makes me 100% what I am, ADHD. Without ADHD, I would be a completely different person.
Yeah, you'd probably be more normal.
Yeah, because what's it called? I would, my favorite thing to do on the planet is to create shit. Doesn't have to be, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Just creating anything. My entire life, that's what I've done. Movies, just music, YouTube videos. That's, I love creating shit. And I think that is 100% because my brain is so creative with like the ADHD. And I was asking my mom, I was like, how does ADHD have to do with creativity? It's because your brain is thinking constantly about different stuff.
I just want to like be able to just be, yeah, like create stuff, like designing like cars, designing different types of like anything that comes to my mind. And I just want to be like, I remember like today we were walking to Dollar Tree. I want to be able to like just give that person, that like homeless person, like $100 or how much money I have, without just feeling like
I'm gonna be broke.
I don't want to feel like horrible and just walk past and not be able to support. I just want to be able to walk past knowing I can support in any way possible. Even though it might not be a lot, for them it might be a lot.
Yeah, because to us, we might forget about giving that woman stuff like next week.
What, but woman?
The woman we gave snacks to.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to give back to the world that most people are going to give back.
You want to be able to make that person's difference in whatever way that is fit.
One goal that I do want to reach, which I will never reach. I hope I get like half that. I'm not saying I turned out well, but I just...
You turned out good enough to do...
I hope I turn out to be half as good as parents.
As good as what?
I hope I get to be half as good as parents as mine were.
I hope I get at least half the heart of my mom and at least half the heart of my brain of my dad.
The thing is, why do y'all like hope? Like, why don't you just do it?
I am gonna do it.
No, like, I'm not saying like that. Like, if you have the mentality to just like, you're not gonna succeed.
No, not like that. No, it's I'm not talking about hoping about jobs.
Well, I know that.
But I'm talking about it's like you want that. You want to ensure that's happening. Like,
I know.
You know
I
when you knock on wood for something.
I see what you mean.
It's that kind of thing.
I misinterpreted.
But what's it called? I know I have the same heart as my mom does because I like care for like almost everyone I like that I see. If someone's like getting bullied, ever since middle school I've been that way. I've tried to be friends with him.
Yeah.
But what's it called? The only thing that I hope I get, which I'm not going to, I'm not nothing like my dad, like in that way, is I hope I can be as like smart as him.
No,
because he's like,
you can't be smart. I mean, not you can't be smart. You can learn.
I didn't mean smart. I meant in a parenting way.
Yeah. No, I think
because I don't know how I'm gonna be able to know when to do the right thing. But also, I think when you have a child, those kind of like instincts kick in.
That's also based on the kid too.
Yeah.
Do you think
I'm beating my child?
I'm beating like my kid is fucking getting. My dad gave me some fucking whoopings. Let me tell you, Savannah, he beat my ass one time.
Oh, and also my kids aren't getting. I'm not giving them electronics.
I'm beating my son's ass. My daughter's. If I have them, knock on wood, I don't, right? But if I do have daughters, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, but their mom's beating their
ass. What are you guys' thoughts about this? So, what's it called? I didn't get an iPhone until I was like, but this wasn't even like a real iPhone until I was like 6. I'm not gonna give my child, I don't care if their entire class has them.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them, like, because what's it called? My little cousin Charlie, which she's like 5, and she has a fucking phone. Like, so I'm talking like she can call and text people.
No, she doesn't. I remember you didn't have a phone number
for the longest time. With this generation, they think it's okay to just give them a phone. And, like, parents nowadays, like, the new generation, Gen Z, whatever they call them, they neglect their own kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like,
saying.
They use it, like,
they use it as a parenting tool.
I'm going to bring my job, for example. I went to work one day. I was on break. I went out in the lobby. And there was this dad on the phone with work, right? And there's two kids sitting there with two separate tablets. Not like one chair, two different tablets. just watching videos.
That's what I'm saying. All little kids nowadays, literally, if they don't want to talk to them, because they will have such, they will be spoiled because they give them iPads on like these long road trips just to like, well, that's fine.
Not even spoiled. It's just like,
I'm trying to think of it.
They just give it
to them as like a normal thing.
They will never understand what it's like to be actually bored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I hated being bored when I was
no,
a kid.
No, I know that, but what's it called? Without being bored, you're never gonna have patience.
That, and to see the world and have like their own like creativity.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like whenever I was,
they become imprinted by technology.
Whenever I was a kid, I was bored. I would come up with the dumbest stuff. I'll be on the carpet drawing. Stupidest thing for
I'd
hours.
Be drawing on the wall
for hours. Like even at least you're being creative.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
they have a sense of creativity.
Like, I feel like they are. I feel like these kids that use the tablets and phones younger, they are like a little bit more intelligent because they're just like copying, like whatever.
Copying other people.
You're like whenever you're copying your mom and dad. They're just copying people from the internet.
Yeah. But yeah, my kids aren't getting... I'm not... If they're, what's it called, being loud in the back and the only way to get them to be quiet is giving them the phone, I ain't giving them the phone. I ain't giving in.
No,
They're just going to have to shut up.
That teaches... That's like my dog, right? My dog, sometimes... What would he do? He would do something, and if you just gave into it, you would train him wrong.
Oh, and I don't care if my wife is like... Just give him it. It's like one time. It's like no, because then it's gonna be the next time, and then it's gonna be the next time.
No. If my wife said that, I'd be like, is this a kitchen? Does this look like a fucking kitchen to you? So why are you talking?
Yeah, I think from like the past 20 years, technologies have like expanded a whole.
Oh yeah, no.
So whenever
exponentially.
Whenever we do have kids and they use technology, it's gonna be like far beyond.
How old were we in sixth grade? That was seven years ago.
We were
11.
Yeah, we would have been 11.
No, my kids.
You would have been 10.
My kids.
I would have been 11.
My kids by sixth grade year, that's when they get an iPad. That's what I'm gonna do. Cause I have one.
What
the
fuck?
I feel like
that makes no fucking sense.
What?
Okay, you know how old you are in first grade?
By sixth grade.
No. Think about how old you are in first grade. You were 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you in fifth grade?
10, 11.
What are you talking about?
If you're 6 years old in first grade, how the fuck are you 10 in fifth grade?
11. It'd be 11 and 6.
Anyways.
Okay, 11. All right. Regardless, when I was in school, in middle school, I had an iPad, a giant ass tablet.
We had a family iPad.
My iPad was cut off from the hours of 7:30 till like school, basically. And we only, our middle school, you could only have your phones out at a certain time. And I couldn't call people, I couldn't text people, I couldn't do whatever. But I still had that entertainment, so I'm not gonna say that my kids shouldn't get that.
It's gonna be weird. Our kids are gonna be jealous of the way we grew up, because the more technology that people get, they're gonna keep wanting. It's weird to think of, I know that's weird.
What do you mean?
We, like, so, I don't know if you guys are like this. We want to be grown. We want to be like born in a different generation in a way, because the less technology you have, the more freedom you have.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Yeah.
It's not even technology.
Because what's called?
Like, internet? It's...
We did not have the perfect amount. I would say 90s and 80s are like the... 90s is probably the perfect amount.
Early 2000s.
No, not early 2000s. 90s is the perfect amount of technology. People are just still outside all the time, but they still had, like, they could call people.
Yeah. It's even, like, look at CCTV footage, right? You can't even do shit without some camera watching you. So all the shit that our parents would do was sneaking out, going in, going out.
And also life.
I have a camera in my living room. They fucking see everything that happens.
You think my mom had that shit?
But then again, no. More technology, more of all of this, you need that security. Like, although it is bad.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's overused now.
But I feel like it's just how...
the world has gone.
No, that, the world, technology in general, and like how just parents are teaching. Like, I feel like parents aren't doing... like, I feel like I could have been raised... I was raised good, it's just my actions.
You didn't even do that bad of shit. Like, look at you, me, and Devin, and... Devin, and Gibson.
I'm gonna
be honest. We've done the hell of shit compared to you.
Whenever I got my phone, it was in the fourth grade. But, like, it wasn't... I'm not even calling this a phone. This phone was so bad...
It didn't have service or anything. It literally had like 3 games. It had like 4 songs.
I had 1 game. I couldn't even listen to music.
What was the game?
I think Geometry Dash. And all I could do was just.
I had call the weirdest fucking games. I had an iPhone 3, and that bitch was hard as hell. It had like this literal. The case, we dropped it from a parking garage. Top floor. I didn't mean to.
It still survived.
Bitch. Didn't have a scratch on it. But what's it called? I had this fucking weird game called Scooter Rat. No, it's called Rat Scooter. I had, the fuck's that game called?
Goat Simulator.
Not Goat Simulator. Dude, that game was so fire. Oh my god, do you guys remember mobile Happy Wheels?
Yes.
You could make your own maps. I had a map that all the cousins would play at Neshoba County Fair called Decapitation, and everyone kept trying to beat it. It was so fucking hard. Yeah, that was.
Whenever I had like crappy phones until up to fourth grade.
But also, I didn't notice that what's called the more limited you are. That's for everything, I guess. And everything. The more limited you are in anything...
the more resourceful you become.
The more resourceful and the more appreciative. Because I had 4 songs on my phone. I had Wanna Be a Baller. I had When I Die Young. All We Do Is Win. And those are the main 3 that I remember.
I feel like if parents make their children appreciate what they have and what they need to work for... and like understand their responsibility, like they can have like technology, but until they can show me that, they like for me,
they're not.
I had crappy phones up to like 7th grade. Even then, my parents didn't even. But I had to get my own iPhone with my own money.
Oh yeah, I had to pay for my phone wherever it is.
I didn't have to pay for my phone. I just had to, what I had to do for, like, paying for the service. They bought me the phone for, like, Christmas, but I had to pay off the bills by doing chores around the house.
Like, every little kid's gonna be jealous. Like, they got the new toy, they got the new iPhone.
But they don't see the work that's put in. And that's also social media, too. We see Andrew Tate, for example, because I'm looking at him. He's got this Bugatti and all this shit, right? Only difference between him and other influencers, he doesn't say, oh yeah, click that link, join my book thing.
Because he said he's not giving he's literally making his children gonna raise poor.
Yeah. If my children, if I raise them good enough, they won't need my money. You know, and that's what, like, even technology is starting to show off the good sides and not showing the work behind it. People were surprised I had to pay off. I won't be paying off this phone until I graduate. I pay $44 a month, every month, for 2 years, to pay off this phone. Nobody sees that. They just, oh, you got a new phone. Everybody assumes daddy's money or whatever. Let me ask you guys this. Did I do the right thing in this situation? It's relating, and we're going back to the signs of depression. Who, what, when, where, why? This dude, this black guy, big black guy, pinned this scrawny little white kid to the, with his blade of his arm to the wall. He goes, talk about my mom again, talk about my mom.
What was this?
This at the high school. I was going from 5th to 6th period. Right? He goes, keep on talking about my mom, bitch. It was like, you better apologize. You better say you're sorry. Say you're sorry.
Wait, when was this?
This was literally like a couple days before school let out.
Was it the one where like the kid was like blood up and like all of them?
I don't know.
That was in New Wing, right?
No, I was in the special needs hallway.
That's where that happened?
Yeah.
Okay, just continue, sorry.
And I see this happen, and I take a minute to look and see what's happening. And then as soon as it happens, or as soon as it's going on, because this black guy's just like, won't shut the fuck up about how this kid talked about his mama. I just stood there, and I looked at him, and I looked at the kid pinned up on the wall, and I just stood there, and I waited. Until the kid obviously ran the fuck away. He was probably scared. But I shot him a look. I see you. It's like unspoken, right? It's like, I see you. You know. I understand. I got you, kind of. And then I look at this black kid, and I kind of like look him down to see like what he's thinking, almost. What would you guys have done in that situation? And keep in mind, these kids are like that. That white kid who was pinned was like Devin's height, but same skinny build.
Okay.
The black kid was like Brian or like Saman.
Okay.
But also taller. So, like, did I do the right thing there? And keep
anything.
In mind,
you didn't do anything. What are you talking
about? No, I didn't do anything. But I stood there. I waited. I looked at the situation as it was happening.
Okay.
I made it clear that if there was an altercation, I was going to step in and stop it.
I'm gonna
try to stop it. Attempt to stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't gonna go snitch. I was just gonna try to get space if something went bad.
Yeah, but what's it called? In that situation, you don't do anything because you don't know what's actually going on.
Exactly. That's why I didn't rush and tell him, hey, put that kid down or whatever. That's why I didn't, you know. But what would you guys have done if you see that kid being pinned on the wall?
I mean, it just depends on the situation.
Depends completely.
That's why I don't know what
happened. Because in reality, teachers are going to be there to, like, swarm. But, like, if the kid did have a knife...
He didn't have a knife. He just blamed the shield.
I would just be there if it gets very rough. Like, I wouldn't step in immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm talking about, like, bro, just, like, on the ground, punching him. Like, I'm talking about knocked out or about to, like...
Beat the shit out of this kid.
That's where I was stepping. I'm not saying I'm gonna win the fight.
Oh my god, I remember that. Sorry.
Continue. But I was stepping.
Yeah, so do you think I did the right thing by just waiting and watching?
Yeah, I mean, that's what most...
Because you don't want to be irrational and just fight some stupid fucking cause.
You don't know what's going on.
What's it called? One thing I've always remembered my entire life. Were you guys, any of you guys, in my workshop class?
Mr. Tompkins?
He was dope. Mr. Tompkins was really funny.
I don't think I was in your class, though.
But I had Mr. Mayhall for a small period of time.
It was a big, heavyset dude.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He was really cool. What's it called? I was in there, and I remember...
Was he the one who got his finger chopped off?
But there was this,
You would know if you would remember.
It was a big fat dude.
I don't even remember because...
That's Mr. Tompkins.
My grandpa's fingers cut off. And I always forget. It's... But what's it called? There was this black kid. And, we were, like, really good friends in that class. And, we were talking about... We were always talking about, like, Marvel movies and stuff in that class. But one day... We were talking about teachers, because I was talking about Miss Smith, and I was like, oh, one of my favorite teachers. And he was like, which one? And I was like, the math teacher. And he was like, which math teacher? I was like, oh, the black one. He slapped me. And I was like, what happened? He was like, dude, you can't say that. I'm like, say what? I said she was black. And Mr. Tompkins saw, and he was like, what did you just do? Why'd you slap him?
Wait, who slapped you?
One of some black kid he knew in middle school.
Okay, continue, sorry.
And Mr. Tompkins said, why did you slap him? He was like, because he defined a teacher as black. And I thought he was going to take up for me. He said, you can't do that.
You didn't say anything bad about her.
I literally just said.
You didn't use race in the context of a derogatory term.
No.
You didn't say, I hate that stupid black teacher.
No.
You didn't say any shit like that.
He said, which teacher? I said, the math teacher. And he's like, which math teacher? I was like, the black one. Because I didn't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
I got slapped. And Mr. Tompkins?
Yeah.
Literally just said, you can't say that. Because schools are so bad now that you can't even... Like, because if he would have said, oh, that there's nothing wrong with saying that, he might have got, like, in trouble. You know what I mean?
No, Mr. Tompkins did the right thing there. He told you that you have to be PC. He couldn't say, like... And that's right. And he told you the truth, that schools are bad about it. And that's why he had to do what he had to do.
I know, but that's when I realized, like, damn, like, society's going down the fucking hill. Because I went home and I told my parents, I was like, why am I not allowed to, like, how the fuck else was I supposed to define the person? And she's like, you can't. You can't even define someone, like, because what's it called? It's only the black race that I can think of. I might be just, I'm not racist, but I'm saying... But that's the only one that I can think of. Like, if someone asked you, hey, the Mexican teacher, they wouldn't have said shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Black people in the U.S., and that's another topic, I feel they are overtly defensive about their race. Offensive, huh? They are on the offense.
I'm bringing technology into this one. I feel like,
so man, God doesn't exist. Technology said that God didn't exist. That's why technology's bad.
What?
No, so man, relating everything to technology. Gibson shot me in the penis. That's because he was on his phone.
Well, it's just like.
No. Continue. I'm
bringing quarantine into this too. Whenever. What happened after quarantine?
Black Lives Matter.
And like more people. Like, they started just following the internet and believing more into it. Like, they don't look more into it. They just see, like, oh, TikTok, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Then Shapiro said some smart-ass shit. Bro.
No, that's what... And I'm gonna
you know what scene I'm talking about?
I'm gonna stop you there. Saman's dad is the reason he thinks that way. As much as Mr. Caleb can say some out-of-pocket, stupid shit, just because, like, it makes zero fucking sense, he taught Saman and all his children to not just believe... Like, be your own person. His own family. Because we do business with some of his family members. They all call his dad Crazy Mutaz. Because of, you know... Because they think that he's not... He is a black sheep. As in, he doesn't follow what everybody else does.
No, your dad's very unique.
No, but it's...
Even my...
It may be a bit misdirected.
Even my family here. They all think he's... That's why whenever my mom gets mad at me, I tell my dad, half the time he's, even though he's like mad, saying whatever, he's correct. It's not like...
Yeah, no,
because when he was telling that story about Mike Tyson, I was like...
I got lost a couple times.
He got lost a couple times.
I think it was tired whenever he woke up.
I was like...
He's got that Joe Biden speaking skill.
Because I thought he was like drunk or something. Or he was like drinking or something. But I think I just remembered that's just how he's always been.
No.
He's just, what's it called? He was like... So Mike Tyson was over here in the corner. He is strong. And he's like, he was going back and forth. And... He was a beast. And then he started talking about, like, a completely different subject, and then he related it back to Mike Tyson.
Okay. He does it all the time.
He
talks different to, like, me, but, like, whenever he's with y'all, he tries to joke around while I was still, like...
Yeah. Sometimes with me, because he says he considers me, like, his boy as well, he'll say, like, some real shit, like, less jokingly, maybe throw in one or two jokes just so that he's not seen as, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, we were talking about, like, Palestine.
Oh my fucking god. We've been talking for 44 minutes.
We were talking about, like, Palestine and stuff.
336.
336?
356.
We're talking about, like, Palestine, and he related that shit back to, like, American socialism, you know what I mean? And went to 8 different topics, but like, the end point is he is maybe, you know, we can say misdirected in what he says, but he still tries to speak his mind and put in his own 2 cents. You know what I mean? And that's something you can appreciate, you know?
What I see, there's always not just one side of the story. As to everything in life. And like, I'm gonna bring this back to like the BLM and like people saying, I might as well like give me a second.
Now, what were you saying? I can maybe help you start off. Black Lives Matter with like,
Black Lives Matter. And they say all this and they're all taking one side of Black Lives Matter. And then whenever, I'm not saying Kanye's right about this. Whenever Kanye,
Hitler,
he is something else. All right. Whenever he put the White Lives Matter, everyone started going at him. I see the reasoning and stuff behind it, and that stuff is horrible still. And what?
I have a question.
But yeah.
What the fuck? Why are people saying Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. That's what I'm saying. Why did this like movement start?
It started way back in the 60s.
No, I know that. Back then there was segregation. There was a reason.
It was the police brutality
of George Floyd.
No. Of George Floyd, but also the black community in the US in the 60s were like actually mistreated by the police. Oh, you're on the bus with a white person? You're done. Tapped out, we'll send you home in a coffin. Right? It's that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So, because of this one experience, the black community sort of like drew it out. They didn't just let it die out there. They drew it out and they think that right now that the police are just fucking pigs.
What do you
think? Not all of them. But they just think that the police are out to get them because they're black, based off of the history of the U.S., like slavery. They're like,
But who said that line? This is from something. I don't know what this is from. But they said, they didn't say black people at all, but they were talking about, there are some races that don't even try at coming back from a catastrophe or something.
A setback, yeah.
A setback. For instance, there's one race that, the Jewish people has had probably the most setbacks out of any race there is, and they are some of the wealthiest people on the planet.
You know what the richest family, like, because it's like the Kennedys were rich, right? Mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth, her family's rich, right? You know what the richest family in the world is?
What?
The Rothschilds. They're so rich that you don't even know their name. They're not like a celebrity rich. They like, in London, they're Jewish, and I don't know about, you're Catholic. On Fridays, according to true Catholic sacrament, like bankers, if you're Catholic, you can't be a banker. You can't touch money. There's certain like laws relating to money because of the assumption of greed, right? But in Judaism, there's nothing like that. So what did the Jews become in medieval Europe and that time period? Bankers, merchants, things like that. And so they built up wealth, and that became the Rothschilds family. And I think they're in the UK, based in the UK. They own so many corporations. They own things, and they're silent partners. They don't talk to me about anything. But they are the richest family in the entire world. They own like, what is it, 0.13% of all the money in the world, if you could tally that up.
0.31. That's a fucking lot of money.
That's like 30% of all the money belongs to them.
Not 30% of the money.
The 0.3 is 30%.
They do not own 30% of the money of the entire world.
Yes, if you can count up all the money in the world that we have right now.
They own the 30% wealth. Of all money in the world.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not just like there's 5 of them. There's like at least 80 of them.
Oh.
But but they all each have like around 50 million a piece. Something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But, and even Jews too, right? They, some Jews can be too, like liberal Jews can be so.
Yeah, I didn't know that, most Jews are liberal.
A lot of them left because of like Joe Biden and stuff like that. But a lot of Jews, right? What?
Jew.
Oh yeah, no, Ben Shapiro's a Jew. See that guy on the right, Dave Rubin? The one on the right?
I didn't know. That makes so much sense now that I thought about that. Not
this
about
guy.
That. I figured out, I didn't know Ben Shapiro was autistic.
This guy is, this guy, Dave Rubin, is the gay version of Ben Shapiro.
He's gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
And he's, and he's
Jewish. Whose signature do you think that is? Dave Rubin's. I got him inside one of my kids.
Don't you have a picture with Ben Shapiro?
Dan Crenshaw.
No, I like a picture with Ben Shapiro.
No. I was gonna get one that same day, but the line closed. Right, but liberal Jews tend to bring up suffering, and they do the same thing the black community does, and they pin everything anti-Semitic. Yes, there's a lot of anti-Semitism in the world. Do I think
so? Rather than people instead of supporting, like, because each race has their own thing.
Yeah.
Why don't, like, everyone combine to one and say all lives matter?
Because they don't want that.
Because all lives matter. Okay, Black Lives Matter, the movement is liberal. And the founder of Black Lives Matter used the money that those people donated to that cause to buy herself a house. And to buy her girlfriend another house. Mansions. Mansions. All Lives Matter is a counter-argument to Black Lives Matter. Saying that we don't focus on the blacks specifically. Which is what liberals like to do. They like to take one specific group of people and post it all over their sources. All Lives Matter is a response to that and say, hey, that's very exclusionary, trying to spin the words of those liberals.
Yeah.
And say, oh, all lives matter. We don't care specifically for the blacks. They're included in this, but it's not about the blacks themselves.
We need to, what's it called, switch it up the topic, because we have probably like 30 more minutes, 20 more minutes. What do you guys want to talk about for the last part of the last ever Homie Hang Week podcast?
We can always make another. How long do they last?
No, it's not that it lasts. We need to go to fucking bed.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Four.
It's four? I think if we're willing, give it another hour.
I'm saying, because I wouldn't be able to, because I was falling asleep. I fell asleep on multiple occasions today.
Didn't drink another month.
No, that's temporary energy. When we were downstairs watching the movie, I fell asleep for like 30 seconds. When we were in the movie theater, I fell asleep for like 30 seconds. It's because I've been running on Monster Energy and three hours.
See, me, I'm only running on Monster Energy just for today.
I think, I would say, can we please try to push that even further?
No, because I want to be able to, like, actually enjoy tomorrow and not have to, like, be so fucking drowsy that I can't enjoy it.
Then take another monster.
That's not what that means.
Monster is the solution to everything.
It's sad. I don't know why you get this all
Do we want to talk after this? Because I think...
No, after the podcast, we're going to bed. So that's what I'm
you
saying.
You want to, like, end. You don't want to just, like, do some off?
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. After the podcast, we should go to bed. So I'm saying, I'm not tired, but I know right as I get in that bed, I'm passing out.
Yeah. I know what you're at.
But let's go for this last little bit. I guess we could just talk about just some classical memories, because this is the last.
Maybe some futures. Maybe.
We've been talking about the future. I have an entire hour segment that I don't even fucking remember recording. Of us talking about the future.
Is that when Devin cursed us by saying God doesn't exist?
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel because, if I may, I feel that his parents are kind of weak religiously, and they didn't reinforce that to him.
No, there's a lot of people that say they are religious, but they don't do anything.
Yeah, no, like your Mimi and your mom, you gotta go to church. I don't know about you,
sir. I don't have to go to church, but I...
You do it because you know that's the right thing, because I've taught you that's the right thing.
Yeah.
My parents teach me about, like, the suffering.
I've been taught to enjoy going to church. It's like almost like a...
Yeah.
It's like a weird way to cleanse it.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is.
My parents taught me to go to church. It's just recently it's been some issues or whatever. Yeah. But my mom, she still does, like, watch... They do, like, a Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Even though we're not able to go, she does watch it. It's just...
She tries to still consume the information given.
I feel like I just have... Like, I'll say I'm religious, but, like, I feel like I would put, like, enough time into it.
You haven't done it, yeah. No, I think what motivates me for religion is the suffering that we've endured. Because you guys Christians, Jesus died on the cross. That obviously had to be very painful. Severing this artery, four arteries in one go, right? So, no. Yes, four. It was only three nails, so.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Just like this. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, obviously, severing. Well,
I know you know.
That's suffering. He died for.
I didn't even realize.
He suffered for you. And it's that remembrance of what he did. Don't put it to shit, right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing I've grown up with, except we're not talking about theocratic figures who lived 100, 200 plus years ago. No, not even. Like, 1,000 years ago.
What's it called? Saman brought up something earlier, and I don't remember this at all.
Mm.
Apparently, Saman wasn't friends with Kyle first. Apparently, I was friends with Kyle before even Saman was.
Yeah.
I don't really get to remember that at all.
Saman, I feel like... the group sort of fell apart because it was us four. Five, including Kyle, because me and him were on
you. You said some smart shit. I think it was either Jew in the Cracker or Homie Hangweek. But you said I was like the glue that held the entire group together, which I don't understand why that makes any sense.
We could all bond, and we could all, through your leadership almost, of the friend group, you're leading this.
You're the group leader.
Yeah, you could.
How
bring,
am I fucking group leader?
You just
put leader. Yourself there. You were the one back then, hey, let's go here, let's go there. We're doing this, we're doing that. You were the one who did that. And it's not to say that it's a bad thing, because we really enjoyed ourselves.
No, yeah.
When we would do what you were saying. But because you had all the great ideas, we fucking listened, and we liked listening. We
but
liked
how did
seeing.
I meet Kyle, though? Did I meet him through you?
I think you did, if I'm not mistaken. And I
it's
think
probably, here's what probably happened. I was probably friends with Vineet, and you were friends with Vineet.
No, because I remember...
Because
I remember seeing Vineet, like, oh, that kid goes to my school. He lives right across from me.
I never knew where your house was. I always thought it was like 18 miles further south.
Yeah, he was always confused. And then, I don't know how I met Vinny either.
Just, I think you and your aunt popped into the crib one day.
And then that's how I just met you.
No, I think that's where we like... I think that's where we solidified it, because when I was growing up, all my friends had to come into the house, or my parents had to go into theirs. That's what happened with you. That's what happened with Devin. That's what happened with Wyatt and Saman also. Them three, their parents and them, came to the crib. My parents came to your crib. We met because of Brandon. You know, we've solidified our friendship because of Brandon and Danny. You realize that?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for them being friends and me going over to Brandon so often and us occasionally crossing paths...
I still remember what the inside of Brandon's house looks like. The layout.
There's a...
Remember when we tried sneaking into his backyard?
Yeah.
Where is that video?
Somewhere.
I feel like everything for me was just coincidence. Like, I think I knew Kyle from you, but I feel like the way I met him was through football. Like, I
you
really...
You could have solidified your bond in football. But I also feel like what happened whenever Gibson left, Kyle completely dipped out of our... friendship, you sort of left ambiguous.
The thing is, I don't remember Kyle, like, between us. I remember hanging out with y'all, but I don't remember hanging out with Kyle until, like, after we stopped hanging out?
Because I have, like, moments where I'm a very... Landry said some really smart shit that Vinny knows about me all the time. I don't like mixing my friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, down here, it's all, like, one big friend group. Because you guys are all pretty...
I don't know where the fuck it cut off.
But I don't know. But I feel like whenever you left, we switched roles. Like, I got, like, a really close bond with Kyle.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I became closer to Devin, even though we butted heads a lot more. I think that Devin and I are too, not ignorant, but...
You guys are almost complete, like, opposites.
We're almost complete opposites, but at the same time, we're also,
Because you guys never, ever, I mean, you guys would always, like, hang out with me.
But never hang out with each other.
Yeah.
I felt that, and even I see it now, still.
Saran just hung out with literally everybody.
I did. I know so many people. It's insane.
I would say that Devin now is a bit, like, selfish in what he wants, and that selfishness becomes aggressive.
But you also have a lot of faults too, buddy.
I have a lot of faults too. I'm not saying that. But I felt
you're a little shit, you know that?
I can be.
You're like a little piss fuck.
Same.
And I'm just beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I've ever in my entire life gotten mad or annoyed by some man.
We never could.
You need to be more fucking annoying.
Hmm?
You stop being so perfect, little baby. Your little thyroid.
Okay. Getting a little.
No, but I mean.
Any little too much enough?
No. Your heart's
close enough.
But like I said, with Devin, I felt back in the day, he was a lot more, like, not self. It's not selfish. Like, let's say, like, you guys are trying, like, with his Xbox, right? How that bitch wasn't working.
You guys are both the exact same as you guys were back then. Like, faults, strengths.
I think I've changed a little bit.
No. Not a single fucking...
The only thing that changed is just your intelligence and...
You might have gotten smarter, and you've definitely gotten more paranoid over the years.
Yeah, I feel like we have all changed. It's just... Half of us is the same.
I didn't realize that.
I feel like we've changed in other areas, but whenever we unite with each other, like whenever we say the retards will unite.
Because retard mode.
The retard side of each other gets, like, you know what I mean?
That's the way to fucking put it, retard mode.
Well, basically, like I was saying with Devin, the reason why I never hung out with him is, like, let's say the Xbox's not working, like, his card's not working. Mm-hmm. He would be trying to do it. He's doing the same shit over and over. Wasting time. I'm like, try a different way. Doesn't want to try a different way. So I'd be like, here, let me see it real quick. And he's like, no. And he's like, swat your hand. That's like the aggressiveness coming out of, like, the need to do what he wants. And because of that aggressiveness, I would be defensive. And then it would just be a clash.
Yeah, obviously I was here to squash the beef. Even whenever y'all were beefing, I would just make a random joke and y'all would just stop.
Yeah.
Like, whenever y'all were arguing about the bed the other day.
Hey, Sven. I might get everything about you. Not everything's about you, Saman.
No.
Except everything is about you.
His...
Gap.
No.
Sin.
Saman, your
Sin
dad...
City was okay.
Your dad and my dad make everything about themselves. Not everything about themselves. I'm not saying that.
He's saying that you have a shit father.
No. I'm not saying... Like, whenever they tell a story, they always have to, like, tell a story... Talk about some shit they did when they were younger.
Shut the fuck up.
Or, like, are the center of attention.
Pause. Wait a second. What the fuck was I saying? No, you can continue saying whatever you said after this.
It's not a bad thing.
Shut the fuck up. What was I saying?
I love you, Smith.
You guys can keep talking, but what the fuck was the last thing I just said?
We butt heads. We didn't change.
Oh, that's what it was. Remember what you guys were saying, because I forget shit so fucking easy.
Okay.
One thing... The only thing that I can think that has changed about my personality, which is weird to say, I've gotten a lot more chill. Like, I used to be a lot more, I don't know.
Hot-tempered?
No.
Fast-paced?
I guess more energetic.
Yeah, it's energy.
I feel like it's all of us though. Well, I feel like I got like, I used to have so much energy when I was like,
no, that's not what I'm saying. We were all, that was energy, but I'm saying,
like, what do you mean?
With everything, like me personally, like, I'm a lot more wanting to do absolutely nothing type of person now. Back in the day, with what?
No, I'm sorry.
But back in the day,
you seem like you. Continue, sorry.
No, go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Answers. No, just continue what you're saying. I'll say yeah.
I forgot what I was
going to say. I forgot what I was going to say. She's not going to hold you.
we were talking about me being chill, basically not wanting to do that much anymore.
But whenever, I feel like now, if we are going to go do something, you'll still do it with the same
energy. No, yeah. But I'm saying, I'm never going to be like, hey, you guys want to go, like, fuck each other? I'm just saying, it was just an example. Do you?
No.
You sure?
Can I join in?
Why are your hands so sweaty?
I don't know.
Mob spaghetti!
Oh my god! Bro, wait, hold your hand like this.
He's Arab spaghetti.
Okay.
Dude, feel how wet that is.
No.
Was it wet? That was his
hand. That's wet.
Wait, so Vinny, what were you saying?
Superman hasn't changed a fucking single fuck.
I have.
No, I think he's got more chiller and more open.
How could Superman get more chiller, bro? Superman has always been like the chill.
No, energy wise. Energy wise.
He's literally the vibe master.
I was always the plug.
Shut the fuck up. You can't be a plug, bro. You don't even have an outlet, bro.
No, What do you call it?
I don't even know what that means.
I think that we've all changed. But yeah. I was gonna ask
you haven't changed a single bit.
I think I have.
You're still loud.
My hearing issues over the years have gotten worse.
No,
and worse.
He's gotten louder.
He's slowly just got louder.
No, by the time we're 30, he's gonna be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, no, I'm probably gonna need hearing aids by the time I turn 30.
Ah. I think you're gonna have AIDS by the time you're 30.
No, because you know why I have hearing issues?
Do you actually have AIDS though?
No.
Have you gotten any type of AIDS?
Yeah, I have. I stepped on an angel at the beach when I was a little kid.
Have you ever got butt fucked?
I'm not answering that question.
Is it about your left ear, or?
Huh?
Left
it's
ear?
It's both of my ears. My left is worse, though. No.
Wait, why aren't you going to answer the question?
The doctors freaking did so many surgeries on my ears, they fucked it up. That is literally...
But what did they do to the surgeries for, though?
Tubes. They just wanted to redirect my draining system. Because they're like, oh, that'll cause,
Sorry, I dropped that. No. It's in there. Just let me grab it. Don't be insecure. Where'd it go?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's right there, bro. Just let me grab it.
No, but they just like they're doing a minor thing, and they thought that it would cause the same thing. But whenever they try to fix it, did the exact same thing that you were trying to avoid.
Yeah.
So I have gotten louder and louder. Even now, I can barely hear out of my left ear.
What were we talking about? Like, what's the topic?
Here's my topic.
Name, bro.
What is one thing, like, we all go around the turn, Devin, we won't really factor him in, right? But we can talk a little bit.
Damn, bro, Devin.
What is every, like, our worst aspects?
About ourselves?
No.
Oh, wait, I have a fun little game.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
No, Saman.
Wait.
You and Gibson talk about my faults. Me and Gibson talk about yours. You and me talk about it, vice versa.
I have a fun little game. You want to hear the game?
No, not really.
That's gonna be hard for Saman.
Continue.
I don't know how I'm gonna do that.
Continue.
Okay, say one fault and one good thing. Well, Vinny already knows all his faults.
Right?
And I already know all my faults. He's telling me all the time.
Communication.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one.
Something good?
Also, I'm very stubborn.
I like your poopy.
Why is it like that? Why is the tip so girthy?
Because I'm trying to get a hole here.
Wait. Come here. What is Saman's fault?
I would say he's also not the best at
no, not communicating. I'm saying, actually, forget, like, that, as personality wise, what is his fault?
I feel like you can be a little bit too trusting.
What you mean?
Not. What you fucking
did? Oh.
No, hold on.
He has some pretty shit friends.
Let me build on to it. I think I pick on them, but I don't, see any individual faults with them. Whenever I see, posts online, they're always flexing with your car on the gram. You know what I mean?
That's not a fault. I'm talking about,
Hold on. And this is, it's a reoccurrence. I'm not saying it's a fault. Right? But they're always posting pictures of them flexing on your car. Yeah. Going up the floor with, you know what I mean? Your car in the background. Every time, I've seen a couple times repeatedly, they will ask you for rides. You know what I mean? No. Well, I mean, okay.
Well, that's your... They don't really ask me for rides at all. I usually offer because half the time, my friend is... Mm-hmm. Literally, it's me. Only three people able to drive. Me, Kyle, Lucas.
Yeah, so it's, I know you offer.
If one person, I already know, you would do something for me. They would do something for me. It's just like...
They can't do it for you.
If my friend's gonna walk, of course I'm gonna do it right now.
Yeah,
I'm not
gonna be like... No, I 100% understand that. But, what me and Andre notice is that they can be a little bit, neglectful.
What do you mean?
Or even overtaking.
Let me finish the game.
No, this is the fault. I'm trying to explain the fault. Andre noticed one football game, and he said this happened in many occasions, but not this exact specificity. One football game y'all went to, y'all were trying to figure out what you're doing afterwards, and
okay,
let me finish.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then Andre was here, and he was like. You were asking everybody what they're doing, and then they all turned on you, and they're like, "Well, what do you want to do, Samantha?" And Andre's like, they were kind of aggressive with how they were saying it, and Samantha's like, "Damn, chill. I was just trying to figure out what we're doing," and they're getting all mad at him,
No, it's just because, everyone always argues. I don't take shit personal. It's whatever, but whenever we're there, at the time, Julius was leaving. He just left his bag in my car. I gave him my key. He went to go leave. And then, I think Andre was up there, or so was my sister. Mm-hmm. And my whole friend group. They said they're all about to leave. So all right, I'll call my sister real quick. We're about to leave. And then they all I forgot, they just left. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Then I actually caught up to them. And then they started turning the shit on me if you want to leave, that's fine, but, they're not fucking understanding because they're just stubborn. They're not understanding okay, but we're not about to leave. Okay, then, they just don't make up their... It was just that point of time.
Indecisive.
It was just that point of time. I don't know the word she's trying to do. No one's making up their fucking mind. Whatever one person flows.
What's it called? Can you say one fault about both of us? Because I've never heard you say anything negative.
What do you mean?
What's one fault about Vinny? And then one fault.
Let me add on a little bit. Well, Andre said whenever he hung out with you several occasions after that, mm-hmm. and before that, that occasionally your friends would all turn on you whenever you're trying to that indecisiveness, that they're kind of very, and like you said, they're stubborn, but that stubbornness comes out as aggressive and you just
Some
let
people
that go. You don't take that personally, but to a degree you need to understand that. That's a habit that they will
Some people view it as different. If you didn't know my group and they said shit to me, you wouldn't understand. If it was a point...
If they're talking shit, I understand that. That's what all friends do. But, I understand how they can be too... They can be very hive-minded against you. In many different ways. I can't remember.
But those occasions, those are the only occasions I think of.
But then again, that's why me and Devin butt heads so much, because he tries to do that same shit, where he's, stubborn.
Because not everyone in the fucking group. They're not pointing just at me. It's just fucking, everyone's on the side. Whenever we went to the game, they were just going there for fucking bitches. No one wanted to play the game. And whenever Julius left, Julius would have fucking sided with my shit.
Julius is a great man.
It's just...
Out of your group, you know I love Julius. He's my brother.
I say with everyone at some point, but, what you call
it? I'm sorry, baby. Go
They were just going to the, like, game just to pull bitch. Like, yeah. I, going to football game, yeah, okay. But I want to go watch football. I don't want to be there for whatever.
But they didn't, the fact that they didn't, like, your friends can often not, they can neglect.
No, the thing is,
and not understand what you were saying.
With my friend group, or that one, we don't know how to communicate. Like, we can communicate shit, but, like, I don't know how to fucking explain it.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but, like,
At points of times, no one can communicate, and then I guess at that point, I was just like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, so, you know, like I was saying, that happens to you, and that's why me and Devin butt heads so much, because his stubbornness, I kind of take things too personally, so that's where I'm overdoing it. You know, I take everything fucking personally. I always overthink everything that I fucking do, right? Even that's why I'm paranoid, because I fucking overthink shit, right?
I guess I underthink. Wait, no.
I think you understand.
I don't know.
Well, right.
I'm just.
I take things too personally. So whenever, like, because Devin's the most aggressive, whenever he gets into whatever
mode. Well, I don't know. I don't take shit personally. There's points and times.
No, I don't take anything personal because I don't give a fuck.
I feel like I said,
like whenever I take when I take shit personal, I set it as a goal for me to like improve.
Yeah. On whose side?
What do you mean?
Who has to improve?
Me.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
If you take it personally, like, what do you mean?
If someone says something to you, it like, and it's like a fault in you, that
I take it, I see it as something I need to improve.
Yeah. If someone's giving you criticism that maybe
only shit I take fucking personal. I don't take if someone's flat out insulting you, but no one fucking
insults you.
No, because you're perfect.
That's good.
Well, it was only like one time I fucking said the crate, but we're not gonna talk about that shit.
No, but I mean,
what happened in the seventh grade?
Some dude was just talking shit fucking basketball and started saying random shit. And
it's okay, bud.
Started going at it.
It's okay, you look up.
Snagged over him in football.
Oh.
You say he slept, racial slurs, and he left.
Okay.
No,
we but have.
It's. Oh my god, it's fucking 4:30.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's 4:30.
We'll go to bed at least by 5.
No, yeah, I know that. Okay, so now say his fault.
No, but like, last thing, like, I think shit too personally, so that's where, like, I run into issues. You gotta take some things personally because, like, what my parents taught me is nobody has a, like, unless they're
but
my parents.
But he doesn't run into problems.
Huh?
But he doesn't run into that many problems.
The thing is, in my, that friend group, I view them as family just as a people.
Yeah,
like, I know them. I didn't say that I know them this long, but I
know them long enough
where it's like.
You hang out more, yeah.
Because in our group, no one sides with just one side completely.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own views. Everyone says whatever shit. Like, Kyle could be saying some random fucking bullshit. No one will side with them. Someone
King
will
side. King of bullshit, Kyle.
Not that. Like, just random stuff.
Yeah.
Anyone could be arguing. But, like, I don't remember them just saying shit. Except that one time.
No,
and that, at that time, it was just like, we weren't communicating. Everyone was just stressed out. I remember my sister, we're about to leave. I was about to leave. I had to sit. Because I already promised my homeboy I was giving him another ride.
Yeah, yeah.
I just left.
No, so, like, you gotta take some things personally. Like, my parents taught me, unless it comes from my parents, they don't have a right to talk to you that way.
Yeah.
You can't, if you have a fucking attitude with me, fucking fix it. You know what I'm saying? Don't tolerate everything. Don't throw hands. My parents fucking would beat my ass if I did it. But stand up for yourself is what. You're too. Not like giving in, not submission.
Saying you're too nice.
You could be too nice. That is literally a problem.
I know, but I
that's
learned.
Also is like
the thing is the thing is I learned from that shit and I changed a whole bunch. Like,
but if
being nice, there is some whatever, but at sometimes I'm just.
But it's not on you to improve, unless you're starting the shit, because you have to realize, like that's like. With, never mind, that's a different point, but, if your friends are, like, the ones, like, siding against you, like, how Andre described it, because he told me exactly, I can't remember, but he told me, like, literally everybody was, like, on your ass, and they weren't even, like, joking around, they were, like, so, like, they were, like, rude, is what he said, like, that's not on you to change, you were trying to, like, you know what I mean?
It's, like, us arguing, it's, like, family. We are arguing, we're gonna get over it. It's not like we're gonna not talk again.
Yeah.
It was just some shit that we weren't
No one, everyone was just doing their own shit.
What it is, you gotta see that there's a problem. Don't not talk to them or have beef with them for the rest of your, like, freaking life, right? But address what the problem is. Be a bit more direct. Address what the problem is and understand that
they didn't want to sit. No,
it's not you who needs to change all the time. You're not the one to blame or who needs correction.
Like I said, that's like the only time I encountered that had that type of shit. Like, I don't
just. There's like a couple that I just can't remember.
Like what?
I literally said I can't remember. But I remember me and Andre talk about like that group.
I mean, other times it would just be during basketball, but it's just fucking normal.
That's just basketball.
That's just normal fucking beef.
It wasn't even like sports related, like what Andre was saying. It was like after the sports. It's that like indecisiveness and that fact that you're trying to like collect the group and they're like.
No one gets pissed off at you. It's not that. It's just no one fucking like agrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me and you though. Like I know we'd never fucking. On almost anything we fucking
but we don't like
the thing is
we don't turn on each other
is small. That group I talk to is like 11 people.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, but like whenever we argue sometimes I know I can go a bit overboard and that's like on me. I need to improve that, but we don't like
we are very
balanced. we don't shit on one person and like actually like mean it, or we don't shit on one person or actually like mean it or like are rude by it, like meaningfully rude,
if they were straight on
but we're not fucking serious.
I'm serious
and they were straight up
I'll
like,
be fucking killing
Sin.
Yourself.
Sin City was
okay yeah. That topic's over.
Yeah.
You're so what is his one fault that you can think of like main?
I'm actually open to like hearing it. I don't mind.
I wish the podcast could see his face right now.
He did this like weird ass like disgusted look on his face.
I'm gonna whisper this.
Do you actually?
No.
Why don't you worry about any faults? 1 through 100.
One of my friends has a list of the amount of times he said some sus shit. He calls it the sus count, and he has a list with everybody's name, and it like has a number by it. And if we say sus shit on purpose, that's when.
Oh,
he doesn't mind.
I would have like an unlimited.
Yeah, no, I have the highest score so far. It's not even just gay shit. It's just like pocket shit. But no, continue.
So what's his one fault? Don't do that.
It no, can I'm be biggest fault. Really
don't do that face. It makes me horny. That's gonna be beneath later.
Bro, this is the longest I haven't beat. I've not beat my meat this 1 week.
The podcast got that right.
Huh?
Podcast got that right.
Yeah. Oh, but it talks about.
I haven't beat my dick in a week.
No, you have. Oh, Devin was here.
Yeah.
Devin
like,
was here.
I beat my dick twice in a week, which is very, like, low.
He beats his dick probably, like, once or twice a day.
Your fault is just being loud.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Especially.
That's not my biggest fault, though.
Oh, it's your biggest fault.
It's one of your biggest faults.
Like, when we're in public.
So there's no character flaws.
No, you have character flaws.
Definitely.
What's my biggest character flaw? I know loudness I can correct a little bit more easier.
I think you
than
know
character.
Your biggest flaws.
I actually don't know.
It's just overthinking shit. You need to stop stressing out about everything. Now, I'm not talking about like that, because I understand about that. That's like you getting in trouble. Yeah. I'm just talking about in life in general. You overthink, sorry. I'm sorry, stop. But what's it called? I think that's just... But you are so fucking loud in public.
I
don't realize that.
No. That's,
but that's not like
that's a hearing loss thing.
No, I mean like
I can try to be quieter, but it'll like
not
I don't realize that.
When I mean loud, I mean like saying like fucking.
You will literally say like, "Hey, Sam, like, you wanna go inside?" And then you just say, "Nigger," like.
Or like we're walking by, you see someone walking by, then you say. You say some racist shit.
You'd be like, bro, there's a fucking black person over there. I'm like, bro, did you see that black person over there? Like, you'll say...
So I'm like...
But then when you go up to the camera, you just don't do it.
So I'm unconsciously...
unconsciously racist.
Not unconsciously,
You're not aware.
I'm unaware.
Shit.
No, that's like literally...
No, but your literally just biggest thing is overthinking shit.
Incompetence.
What is my fault?
Character or something that you do? Because something I do is being loud, but the character flaw is like overthinking. You want to get something he does? Do it again, and I'm like shoving
my foot in my mouth. Bro, I like playing with it.
I'm gonna lick that white flaws are.
I have a lot of flaws.
You do.
My pee-pee's too small.
No, it's pretty average.
I can say selfish.
Average?
Give.
The pee-pee's average?
The midgets.
I have a 7.5-inch penis.
Don't care, won't care, never care.
Midget penis.
No, Gib, I would say for you, it'd probably be selfishness. But not selfish like you only think about yourself. Selfish as in you want to do what you do.
And that's just called being stubborn.
Yeah, you're stubborn. Yeah, stubborn.
That's not called selfishness at all.
No, but it's because it's your desire. You're stubborn because of desire.
So I'm stubborn.
Basically, but it's not stubborn as in... Stubborn means you don't...
Give me an example.
Like, if you want to do something...
Example.
I don't fucking know, bro. So many to count.
Then give me an example. If there's so many, you can name at least one.
No one time. Grade. 2 o'clock. We were going to Whataburger. You said no. I cried that night.
No, what is one of my faults, man, that you can think of?
I agree with, like, stubborn. It's not like...
It's insane. Selfish because it's like, no, it's not insane either. It's like selfish, and I say selfish because you're thinking of your, like.
So how do you view it as that?
I don't know why you think selfish. That's not the right word.
Greedy, selfish, abusive.
Stubborn just means you refuse to do something. Stubborn mule. Stubborn as a mule. Mules don't want to do shit. You're not stubborn because you will do shit, but you mainly, like to do things that you want to do.
That's normal human behavior.
But it's a little bit overwhelming in terms of like...
Example, please.
I feel overwhelmed right now.
Give me an example, because you haven't given me one. Like, talk about this week. What have I done that has shown those behaviors? Exactly.
Give me your foot.
Okay, come on, give me an example.
Give me your foot.
Give me an example.
Give me your foot.
Give me an example.
Give me your foot.
Give me an example.
Being stubborn.
That was it.
I want to eat your toes, and you're like, no.
No, give me an example.
Oh, I don't see any flaws.
No, you calm down on it, but when you were younger, like, you always wanted to do...
Recently,
I would say probably...
Not using autotune.
Huh?
Not using
an autotune. Coke addict.
No.
My drug use.
No.
What's that?
Huh?
No, that's not being stubborn.
I do use a lot more drugs than you guys do.
Cap.
Than he does.
Cap.
And you.
I do more.
No, you don't.
No, I actually think with like watching movies. You wanted to watch a movie like every single fucking day.
And have we watched a single? We watched one movie.
We watched one.
Actually, one and a half.
That's just because you don't like sitting down and watching a movie. That is not my fault. That is your fault.
I'm saying, but like you kept on like.
I know a fault. For both of y'all, y'all can never agree.
Okay. I mean, that is true. We're pretty indecisive, and I think we're indecisive because we have much to do.
Oh, okay, my whole game.
Give me those toes.
I'd like to propose another fault of Nick, his ordiness.
Oh, I have
I
a
can't
fault.
Fix that, though.
And you're loud.
My bad.
What's it called? Vinny? Okay, I have a fault for you.
I have to go
pee. You beat your dick every single day.
I can't stop.
Go to bathroom.
Go to bathroom and beat you.
But what's another
fault? I just have to go pee, guys.
What's another fault?
I'll leave the door open so you can
pee. Oh, you?
Yeah.
I was trying to think about it. It's just your overniceness and your lack of, like... Standing up.
That's the thing
is, Sin City was made for
you. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
The thing is, whenever I do stand up, I stand up to the point where
I need to. No, I don't think you're.
Well, I stand up to the point where I need to.
Really? I don't know any of your faults. I don't see you that much in public situations. To see your that many faults. But hanging out with you for, I don't know how the fuck long I've been hanging out with you. I've never run into any problems with you. I will say your biggest compliment would be is your
your ultimate vibe. Mm-hmm. You give the vibes. Like, if I met you for the first time, I would think you were a complete pothead. Not because you look high, because you just vibe.
I'm back.
Oh, also, compliment for Samantha.
He's sexy.
No, actually, like, personality-wise.
No, it's, again, his biggest con. He is so very nice.
The thing is, whenever...
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, every single fucking night, I keep hearing some, like, I keep, like, I don't know if it's just because I keep hearing that over and over. I thought I heard your dad say, Vinny.
That's the same thing in my mind. I said it so many times.
Vinny? But what's it called? One compliment about Vinny. His biggest con is always horny. What's Vinny's compliment, man?
It's your baby. It's your baby.
What's his compliment?
His compliment?
Something about his personality wise.
He's very unique.
Thank you, Samantha.
In his own personal way.
Okay, please tell me what I did to fucking that African porch monkey four-eyed coon, Curtis. Please tell me what I did. I didn't do shit to that man.
You just did a walking beef with everyone. I don't know what
you're talking about. You are so easy to get beef with because you, like, they can just be someone you
And
don't.
The sad part is I played basketball with Curtis the other day. I was hitting him on the ground and shit. I think he got pissed off, but yeah, he still dabbed me up.
No, but what I'm saying is, no, it's just Vinit is so easy to keep beef with because Vinit allows it. He pushes beef. It's because if you don't like someone, you're gonna have beef with them.
No, I don't. If I don't like you, it just depends.
But also, you're so easy.
I just talk
like no one
loves you. I like squashing the beef. I'm confrontational only to find a better thing. Like, one of my friends was like, what I appear to be like being like aggravated with me on text, right? Because I couldn't understand it. I'm like, hey, bro, is there a problem? Like, can we? And it's not even like, you got a problem with me? What the fuck is wrong with
you? The difference between me and you, if they don't want to talk about it, they don't want to scold, I just don't talk to them. Like, the whole ninth grade soccer team, I don't know what's up. I only know a few players that like me.
Oh, like I have Chris. Another thing. Vinny's very pushy.
What do you mean by pushy?
You're just pushy. If someone doesn't want to do something, you're very pushy.
Well, I don't know.
You could be pushy, too. You used to be pushy.
No, I am pushy, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking about, like...
Touch tips with some man! Now!
I'm talking about, like, personal shit. Like, if they don't want to talk about something, you're like, you push.
Oh, yeah, no, I...
Maybe you just do that with me.
No. I can see myself being...
But here. Also, your biggest, I guess, compliment is, I guess... Loyalty, I guess that's it.
No, I'm pushy because I want to figure out what the issue is so we can resolve it.
Oh, bro.
So we can move from
The thing is, if they don't want to talk to you or whatever, I just don't deal with that shit. Like, I know friends like Aiden Stockman. I'm going to use him for example.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be good friends with him 8th grade year, a little bit 9th grade year. Quarantine came, I saw talking to bro. I don't know what's up. I don't think he likes me. Like, he unadded me. Most soccer players unadded me, and many people unadded me.
Yeah.
So it's me and shit.
Vinny?
I see them in the gym. I don't mean to address them. Like, my friends hit. I just.
If it's old, I let it go. But if it's in the moment, I try to, like, figure out. You know what I mean?
But it's mine.
You're sexy.
I like your pee-pee.
Not my pee-pee. You don't like my pee-pee.
I do.
No, you don't. It's too girthy.
I just wanted my butt.
Your confidence.
What the fuck is that?
Confident.
With what?
Everything.
Am I confident?
Yeah,
you appear confident.
In what way?
I would say, your downheartedness, like your mindset almost. When we see you, like, we know we're in for, like, whenever you get older, like, I'm gonna have to put my house, like, I'm gonna have to put that bitch on, like, house arrest. Cause I know that shit's gonna get fucked up when you leave. Like, you know, like, when your dad says, like, talks about his friends and shit, he's like, yeah, this dude was a fucking party animal. Like, you'd make memories with him. Like,
but I'm not a party animal.
You can be. If, like, when we get older and we can, like, finally drink and not have to hide it, best believe you're putting down, you're fucking throwing everybody under the table.
I still understand what you guys mean by confident.
Confident? It's like, nigga, can you readjust your pants? Because every single time the light is, like, catching your dick.
You're getting him horny, bro.
No, that shit is, like, catching the direction of my eye.
I got you. I got you.
That doesn't help. Put your pants like
no, bro,
this.
I want it tight.
I don't want it tight.
They don't look.
I can't. I'm trying not to look.
Look at the ceiling.
Okay, fine. It's better now.
Okay. Wait, what are we doing?
Bro, why you dick out? Hey, bro, why you look?
He's gay as hell, bro. Okay, Vinny, like, give me an example, because I'm autistic.
No, it's like, your confidence and mindset, you appear happy, joyful, playful.
Even though I'm depressed.
Ready to go. Ready for anything. Acting, basically, like, that's what I said, you can put down.
You're the group leader.
You're the group leader. Charisma. It's charisma.
Leadership. Embodiment.
You're charismatic.
I'd be a horrible leader.
No, yeah.
Like, if we were going into war,
we'd all die, but we'll die happy.
Never mind. Now that I did think about it in paintball, I was kind of not the leader when it was like us, other people, but I was like, okay, man, you're gonna run and go get the shit. Devin, go over here, you're gonna shoot. Cover fire! Suck his cock!
I don't know what. You take shit too personal.
I do.
I he said that 15,000 times.
Yeah, I just remembered that right now. I don't know, I'm tired, so. I'm not up on it.
Huh?
Never smoked one day in my life.
You will, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about his ultimate compliment. He's the vibe giver.
What's Devin's ultimate compliment?
He is Devin.
He is Devin.
What's his worst trait?
He just gets bitchy sometimes, but that's just because he's like that. I don't know.
Like, irritable. Easily irritable.
Easy irritable. But I know Devin so well. Like, I know you probably known him longer, but I know how to... You physically can't do it. I'm saying...
Yeah, no, because I take it personally.
Yeah.
Or not even personally. I just don't think...
I know how to get past that so fast. It's just... If when he's in that mode, you just don't fuck.
Devin doesn't think about the consequences. He just does it. You overthink. You're gay.
Your pops are...
Okay.
No, but like... Yeah, no, I don't take it personally. I just don't... What do you call it when, like... It's not personal. It's like... Shut the fuck up. Stop, like...
What?
Like, okay, let's say right with the Xbox. Devin wasn't working, he was getting bitchy because his video game wasn't working, right?
Yeah.
I'm not taking that personally, like, oh man, Devin hates me, this and that. I'm like, nigga, you can't be fucking talking to me like that. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't talk to you in
Yeah,
this,
you
like,
just take shit too personally. You feel like...
Is that personal? Where you feel like...
Yes.
It's like entitled
For
in terms of self-preservation. Like, you don't have a right to...
You get offended so easily. Not offended. I was saying, you get... defensive.
That's I don't take this shit, like, you would have to fucking argue about that shit. I don't just take it, like, personal fucking.
But I'm saying, like...
Is it personal when you're, like...
It's not personal. You get defensive.
I get too defensive easily.
You feel like people are kind of attacking you.
Talking to you.
I guess that's why we're complete opposites in overthinking, underthinking. My big-ass clit.
I overthink everything. But I use it sometimes when I think. Like, I have a friend that overthinks, and he thinks of the worst outcomes. I overthink and think of the... Okay. I overthink and think of the best outcomes.
By the way, for the podcast listeners, I just poked it. Where did I poke you, by
You
way?
Poked my testicle. Why do you laugh like that?
Okay. Testicle? Yeah. This is the end of the podcast. I will see you guys in the morning.
Schmesticle.
I'm the homie.
I'm the fan.
I'm LeBron James.
Wazam.
Wazam.
And this is Homie Fam Squad. This
I'm going to give you a quick freestyle before we go.
Oh, yes. Ready?
Absolutely.
Come here. Get close. I got you.
Yo. Bunny is a Raptors fan.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's it. That was pretty fire.
Yeah.
Straight gasoline.
Nah, but he smells like fucking feet.
Oh.
I'm gonna hit him from the back like a 40 block.
Okay. This shit's ass.